Hello, Bob. Thanks for agreeing to talk to my other listeners about the Shantymen.
Hello, everybody. My name's Bob Hawkins. I'm the chairman for the second time of the Sheringham Shantymen. We are a bunch of guys that just get together weekly to sing shanties. The songs that we sing aren't just shanties. They're just, I don't know, songs of seas, songs of rivers, songs of wayward ladies, ladies of the night, and things like that, where that sailors used to get involved in back in the day. A lot of these songs, perhaps nowadays, would be deemed as not politically correct, perhaps. As a result of that, we have a wonderful musical director by the name of Brian Farrow. He's a local man. He's been with the Shantymen since it first started back in 1988, where a bunch of guys got together, lifeboat people, got together and formed a sea shanty singing group. And they called themselves the Augusta Singers. They called them the Augusta Singers because that was the name of the lifeboat. Anyone can get onto the website, sheringhamshantymen.com, okay, or just type in Sheringham Shantymen. It will be the first one on the top of the list that you find.
And how many are there of you, Bob?
It differs. It can change. We have got 25 shantymen now.
And where do you sing?
We practice every Thursday at Oddfellows Hall in Sheringham, which is between the Crown Public House and the Lobster Public House, Big Square.
And can people come along, the public?
People can come along on a Thursday evening, come and watch us sing, have a bit of fun, see all our mistakes and goodness knows what else, yeah.
And I believe you're a charitable organisation.
Ever since we started, we were linked with the RNI. Because of that, we are the only shanty group in the country that the RNLI have said we can wear their logo on our badge.
Oh, that's interesting.
So not only have we got our own Sheringham Shantyman badge with an anchor on it, we have the letters RNLI on it. Over the years, we don't get paid for what we do, personally. We charge a fee for what we do, and that fee goes to expenses, and the majority of it goes back to the RNLI. We do support other charities as well. They're normally local charities. For the past 5-6 years now, we've done a big, big charity concert on Cromer Pier. Normally end of October, November time. All the money from that is split down the middle. 25% of the takings goes to Cromer Lifeboat. 25% goes to Sheringham Lifeboat. And the other 50% goes to our nominated charity.
And you must have raised thousands and thousands of pounds.
Absolutely thousands. We raised £20,000 way back to buy an inshore lifeboat. That was based at Wicklow. Now,
which is in Ireland.
Which is in Ireland.
Right.
But it sounds a bit odd. What you know, here we are in North Norfolk. Why has a lifeboat that we've paid for gone to Wicklow, basically? What happened, if you get a ruler on a map and draw a straight line from Sheringham across the country, across the Irish Sea, it will land in Wicklow. It's as scientific as that. So that's where that lifeboat went. And the guys over there invited us over, Sheringham Shantymen, not only to sing for the weekend, we were there for the weekend. It was to formally name and christen their inshore lifeboat, the Sheringham Shantymen.
Oh, they actually called it that?
They called it the Sheringham Shantymen.
Wow, that's good.
It was a long time ago now. It's 20-odd years ago now.
Right.
And sadly, that's out of service because these small inshore lifeboats only have a certain amount of life in them. In Cromer, here in Cromer, Cromer have two lifeboats. They've got the great big one at the end of the pier that is in a big shed and manned by a crew of probably 10. And they also have a little inshore one, which is a rigid inflatable boat, rubber boat.
Am I right in thinking that's at the bottom of the cafe that's there?
Yes, by the Henry Bloggs Museum.
That's right.
There's
a little
shed there.
Yep.
Normally little orange rubber dinghies.
Yes,
that takes two or three people. And that's called an inshore lifeboat as opposed to an all-weather lifeboat that can go
out and do all that sort of stuff.
Do all the brave things that they do. With the 24, 25 of us that are shantymen now, our youngest member is 18. He joined us about 2 months ago now. We're going to lose him for a little while because he's off to university. Our oldest member, dare I say it, is in his mid-80s and everything between.
And I'm guessing you've got a variety of occupations. You're not all fishermen, are you?
We're not all fishermen. A number of them are involved with Sheringham Lifeboat. Brian Farrow, musical director. He's the lifeboat operations manager. We've got two of the crew with us, Chris Taylor and Jamie Crisp, members of the lifeboat crew. We've had a number of people that have been the treasurer, information officer, and things like that.
Within your singers?
Within our singers.
Got it.
Yes. Yeah, it's a big family linked to the lifeboats and how it all started way, way back.
Such an interesting topic. And where will be your next event?
We do between 30 and 40 shows a year.
Raise a lot of money, Bob. That is such a valiant thing to do. And thank you very much for coming and talking to us.